It's another Medford Area School District report with school board member Barb Knight with a list of skills needed for any career.
These are 10 skill areas recommended by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Bill Copeland. He's a professor and director of public affairs at Syracuse University. And I received this list at a recent college orientation. And I'll just quickly recap the 10 skill areas. First is establishing a work ethic. Second is developing physical skill, staying healthy and staying well, being able to communicate verbally, being able to communicate in writing, work well with people, be able to build relationships, work in teams, teach others, influencing people, being able to gather information, use quantitative tools, ask and answer the right questions, and solve problems. And in looking at the Medford School District curriculum, we are really doing a good job of developing many of these skills throughout all grade levels.
Another topic is aligned by design.
Aligned by design is a curriculum that focuses on skill learning and application. And we have implemented aligned by design in the core classes in the high school in grades 9 through 11. And by core classes, I mean English, math, science, and social studies. This is a curriculum, not a standard. You hear a lot of talk about Common Core, which are standards that curriculum are written for. So aligned by design teaches analysis. It teaches critical thinking skills. It really tries to teach students to think for themselves first. History class, for example, really doesn't focus so much on memorization of dates and names like it did when I was in school. There's really a lot more development of analysis of graphs and other historical data. And they actually do quite a bit of project work in a class like history where when we were younger, it was quite often a lecture. And we took notes and then we kind of regurgitated that on a test. The students are really held accountable for their learning. There's a lot of what we call skill check type quizzes that test to make sure that the knowledge the students are gaining is retained so that they're able to test for placement for higher education if they choose to do that.
Technology in the Medford School District. Do you think the Medford School District is progressive in this area?
Very much so. We are working towards really a very good integration of technology into learning. We've embarked on an initiative to have Chromebooks throughout the district for the students. It's a little bit like a one-to-one type technology piece, except the students don't take the Chromebooks home. They stay in the classroom, and as they move from classroom to classroom in the middle school, which is where we've started this initiative, they have access to the books, the Chromebooks, and the teachers are then, of course, incorporating that into the way that they teach their coursework. And we're recognizing that technology is so important for the students to learn now. It's going to be used throughout their lifetime in various capacities, particularly wherever they end up being employed. There's going to be use of technology, and it's going to be necessary that they are prepared for that and able to adapt as technology evolves.
What about interpersonal skills and family values?
We have a program called Positive Behavioral Intervention and Support, PBIS, which is an elementary school program. It's in Medford and the Stetsonville schools. And that's really an effort to, again, supplement what students learn at home, to develop skills of being respectful to one another, accepting differences, differences of opinion, differences in circumstances, exhibiting understanding. These are all really important interpersonal skills that once children leave the school setting, leave their family setting, these are things that employers expect people to have when they come into employment. These are not trainable skills from the standpoint of the job. So again, the school is really reinforcing values that are taught primarily at home, and, you know, and supplementing that.
Is Medford School District being on the right track in summary?
I think absolutely. You know, we're incorporating these skill areas into our curriculum. We are employing technology, and we're preparing our students to be able to work in teams through all the project work that's flowed into that curriculum. We want our students to be as prepared as possible for their post-high school plans, whatever those plans may be. They may be higher education, they may be going right into the workforce. So we need to have them be prepared so they have options and can be successful. And I think we're working on doing this every day and supporting families to help make that possible.
Thank you, Barb, for being with us.
Thank you, Russ.
Medford School Board member Barb Knight with today's School District Report.